Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
We love Ballers. If you're not watching Ballers, you're nuts because it is so entertaining. It's one of the best sports shows that's ever been made because it is so true to life. They made sure that they made this thing not only entertaining, but also very realistic. Mm-hmm. And we talk about the show constantly, so we're very, very excited to welcome in Omar Miller, who plays Charles Green on the show. Omar, good morning. Thanks for being here.
Good morning. Black Swan in the house.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely.
This is terrible. I'm like a child. I can't stop watching SportsCenter.
Yeah.
I don't know why you guys have this on TV. It's awesome.
Well, Brian has ADHD, so we need to make sure that there's a bunch of bright lights and stuff.
Computer, TV.
Yeah, that's what we
occasional need. Woman walk by. Yeah.
He needs these stimulations.
I do.
This is my kind of show.
Yeah.
You guys got any more space? You guys got a permanent mic for me?
Well, wait a couple months. You never know in this business. I got to ask you about the casting process with this, because you hear about this show and The Rock's involved. You know that there's going to be a lot of NFL elements because the Dolphins gave their blessing to be able to the franchise be used in the show. When you hear about the show and wanting to be a part of it, was there any concern that it was going to be like super cheesy? Like that stupid ESPN show. What was that ESPN show? The Playmakers or whatever that was. Was there any concern like, man, like, is this thing going to be cool or is this thing going to be lame?
Nah, I wasn't concerned with that it being lame because, you know, it's HBO. And with that, you get what you pay for. And HBO is usually pretty good about creating high-end content. And especially the people who were involved in the backside of this thing from the guy, the show's creator, Steve Levinson and Mark Wahlberg. You know, Lev is somebody that I played basketball with. He's hyper-competitive. He's also the guy that created Entourage. Well, he's actually one of the producers of Entourage. Sorry, didn't create it. And I wasn't concerned about it being whack. I was concerned about some other stuff, but it being the cheeseball, cornball show wasn't at the top of the list.
What were you concerned with?
Yeah, exactly.
I was concerned with catching the people's elbow if I didn't if I didn't get along with Dwayne. But you know, but I think it's rounded into something better than it was when it started. I think we've matured as a show, and it seems like people have responded really well to that. You know.
Yeah.
To where we're going in the, like, you know, with the journey for the characters.
Well, he stayed on me about watching it, and then I finally decided to watch it. I think the first couple episodes I saw on a plane, and then immediately got home and Ben watched the first season. I haven't finished last season. I'm still
I'm on top of everything. I don't miss an episode. He's always lagging behind. I'm the bigger Ballers fan than he is.
I like the
you
show.
You need to know that I'm a bigger fan.
I have lived it, Omar.
You like the show. Love the show.
Yeah,
this is what we're dealing with right now.
It brings back some good memories. I'll say that much. Now, as far as on the set, do you guys genuinely like each other? I mean, is there a camaraderie there?
Yeah, for the most part, they put together a really solid cast because my thing is, I had a background in sports, and this thing feels like you're putting together a team. And that's whether you're making a movie, a television show, your radio show, whatever. It's, you know, it's a team. Mm-hmm. So you got to put together the right pieces and the personalities and so on and so forth. And I would say, realistically, we got a pretty solid group of fellas, man. And there's a lot of guys that were actual athletes that literally, the Cat Donovan Carter that plays Vernon Littlefield that plays for the Cowboys.
Yeah. Come on, Spence.
Yeah, exactly.
every show.
I use the weed for the pain medication.
Come on, Spence.
For the emotional pain. And so he's, you know, he was literally fresh off the field from UCLA. He literally played at UCLA.
Yeah.
John David Washington was on the Rams practice squad for a while. Like, you know, we had real athletes, and I think they bring that team mentality.
Vernon's, what's his sidekick? His little homie?
Reggie.
Fat Reggie.
Reggie. Yeah. The little skinny dude?
Yeah.
Yeah, he'd get on my nerves.
Yeah. That means he's doing his job. That's how it's written. It's London Brown. Another young dude, great young comedian, actually. You can catch him on stage all over the place. Yeah, London Brown.
Okay.
G. Owen Jones with Omar Miller, who is in studio with us, Charles Green, the Black Swan from Ballers.
Black Swan.
Now, the casting, I think, is perfect in this show because you look like an offensive lineman, not in just your body type, but the way, like, you carry yourself. You look like a former offensive lineman, walking around, like, you know, sort of maybe like a little bit of a limp because something, you know, you played for a long time. Like, you look like that. Did you?
I'm going to tell you something funny. Sometimes people run up on me in the streets and they say, "Hey, man, that really is how you walk." Yes. I really did bust up my knee. It's not, I'm not that good of an actor. It's not character research. I really do need to go get a knee surgery. Thanks a lot for reminding me.
This character needs a limp.
Yeah.
I think he needs a limp.
It's true, though. I mean, it's very distinctive, that walk. I mean, it is. It is funny that people recognize that.
Yeah.
What type of research did you do into this role? Because it's very specific. You know, you've got the player who played for a long time, doesn't know what he's going to do, the life that you had, doesn't know exactly what he's going to do after football, ends up at the car dealership, then in the front office.
Right.
Did you talk to people who went through that? Because I'm sure there's a ton of them that had that same experience.
100%. I mean, in my real life, I hang out with a bunch of athletes, and I'm 38 now, so a lot of the people in my generation are ending their athletic career, have already ended it. Mm-hmm. And I talked to some of my friends. I reached out to players in a variety of sports, and it seemed as though there's a consistent theme that a lot of these guys, their identity is their sport. So then once that identity is taken from you, or you give it up, you surrender it via retirement or injury or whatever it is, you go from being adored and cheered on by millions of people to going home to your wife. Which isn't a bad thing, but
especially when it's Jasmine Simon.
What's her name? Jasmine Simon.
That was the second to last episode, not the one that just ran last night. But you know, when you're trying to figure out the get the two guys together, a Seifert and a coach, and then you know she jumps on top of you at that point. Those are good scenes, man. I don't know how you deal with that.
I haven't seen her in a while.
I mean, because are you a married guy?
No.
You're not a married guy. So this makes it even worse.
No, I'm going to tell you what makes it worse is that Jazz is actually just got engaged to the guy that plays Seifert in real life. So Dulé and Jazz are engaged. They're going to be married soon.
What?
And with that, it's just awkward because Dulé is my man.
Is he watching? No.
There's no voyeurism going on. It's not like we're actually doing any hanky panky or anything.
No, I understand, but still, like, is he like supporting his wife in the scene, and then she like jumps on top of you, and then you're like, "Oh, stop looking at me." I mean, it's got to be terrible.
Yeah, it's all part of the job, though, and this is part of being an actor. It's just great because she's a wonderful scene partner.
How tall is she? Really good.
Oh, she's tiny. Jazz got to be 5'3".
Oh, okay.
Maybe 5'4".
I'm over her now.
Wow.
What? Yeah. You're over her?
I love her haircut.
What is wrong with you?
She's 5'3".
How are you over her with 5'3"?
That's short.
So what?
What, are you looking for the Amazon?
Yes. Yes. I am.
Man.
But I love that short hair. She got a nice body on. Girl.
Now this is part of his ADHD. We've lost him for the rest of the segment. Yeah. So Omar,
it's over. It's just me and you. Let's focus up.
He's going to be looking at pictures.
Mute his mic.
There should be some awkward sounds coming. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening in the car with your kids, you may want to mute certain sides of the turn the balance to the right side and avoid the pants and moans.
I'm over her.
So Rashard Mendenhall is a big part of the writing process. Is he around set a lot?
Well, you know what? He was around set the first and second seasons more, but especially the first season, kind of to set the tone. But now he writes, you know, at least one episode a season himself. So he's busy with that, with writing his episode and refining his episode. But he's definitely there, and he's there for the majority of our football stuff, like the actual football drills. And, you know, because like this year we have a guest star who comes in, and he's a wonderful guy named Chris that comes in, and he's trying to be on the Dolphins. And that's a big portion of whether or not he can help the Dolphins, you know, get over the top.
Right, the running back. Uh-huh. Right? Yeah, that you've got his back.
Uh-huh.
I forget his name in the show already, but whatever.
Yeah. Now, you say you run in a circle with a lot of athletes.
His name is Kisan Teague on the show.
Are they always clamoring to be on the show?
100%.
Yeah.
I've never had more offers for tickets to sporting events in my life. Hey, man, I'm trying to do a cameo. What's good? Hey, boy, I like what y'all doing on that Ballers, man. You need to put me on. I mean, all kind of dudes. That and it's great. Rough because I hang out with a lot of has-beens. So then I'm like, oh, yeah, come by. You know?
You give them the wrong location for the set.
Exactly. I got a dual location. They're shooting Lawlers around the corner.
You are so wrong, man. So when we gonna be on?
Exactly. We're not shooting right now, but give me a call in April.
Okay. Listen, anything's possible because Brian gave 15 pounds of brisket to the head of Showtime Sports, and the next thing I know, I was in Vegas for the fight. So
nice.
You like
that
brisket?
That must be some good brisket. Damn, we just had good. A storyline around brisket on Ballers. You'll catch up
right?
eventually. Yeah,
oh, okay.
Jerk.
That's...
If you actually watch the show, you know that.
I'm busy, dog.
I believe it. Trust me, I know how it goes. I've been running around hustling myself. Right. A lot of stuff going nowadays.
I know you got a lot of stuff. What's this weekend fix? This show you have on Esquire?
Well, the weekend fix was a show that we had. It was a limited run lifestyle and travel show that now I've kind of remixed and made into a show called Advantage Omar.
Okay.
That is for the Tennis Channel. And basically, I eat, drink, and adventure my way through the cities of the Grand Slam tournaments. It's an awesome job.
That's
it's a great opportunity
show.
From
is
them.
The best gig possible.
Dave, you need a sidekick or something, don't
man,
you?
Man. And they're all over the world, apparently. So I keep finding them. But they, we were in Paris for the Roland Garros, for the French Open. We were in London for Wimbledon. Now we're here shooting for the U.S. Open. The episodes start airing on Tuesday on Tennis Channel. So, you know, life is good, man. We're running around. The other night we were at this great event, the City Taste of Tennis event. That was awesome. All the players were out. And, you know, New York is already popping. It really livens up when the U.S. Open is here.
True.
It is Gio and Jones across the country on CBS Sports Radio. Time to answer our Ask the Pros question of the day, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Today's question comes from Dennis in Charlotte. And Dennis has a question for our in-studio guest, Omar Miller of Ballers. Dennis says, ask Omar if he thinks he could work in a real NFL front office after being on the show. Do you think that that's something you'd want to do if you had the experience and the resume to do so, work in a real NFL front office?
You know, I think that if recent history has shown us anything, is that you don't really need much experience to run anything.
What are you talking about? I don't get it.
And I feel like I have the competence to be a part of an NFL franchise.
That's
I'd probably do better as a, you know, MLB front office, but realistically, I see some of the moves these boneheads make, and I'm not overly impressed. You see how many people got hurt in the preseason yesterday?
Yeah but it happens
That's
every
part
year,
of it.
Man. It's just so many players on every team. Someone's going to get hurt. It always happens, you know?
Yeah, I agree. But if you're that someone, you can't. It's not like, oh, yeah, it happens. What can you do?
Right.
It's a different animal when you can't pay your bills.
That's sure. True.
So
well,
I mean,
that going in.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
You do. Me, myself, I probably do better to be a player rep.
You think?
Yeah, because
you would want to do that. You would want to deal with those knuckleheads. Some of them you have to babysit.
They'll make you look bad. Yeah. Those guys make you look bad sometimes, but that's not even it. I'm into players rep. You catch me down on Figueroa, and I'm going to be rep players only. Put your pinky finger to the moon. It's a different player I'm talking about representing.
Okay. All right, pimp on.
Summer's heat can cause your battery fluids to evaporate. So get your battery tested for free. I've got a pimp story, actually. I've got a pimp anecdote for you.
You got a pimp story?
Yeah, I do. If your battery needs to be replaced, the professional parts people help you find the battery you need. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices, everything. What's that Bishop something or other, that big pimp?
Don Juan.
Yeah, Bishop Don Juan. Yeah, I saw him in Vegas walking around taking pictures of everybody. Amazing. See that guy in person.
So
yeah.
You went to the fight this weekend?
Yeah. Yeah, it was incredible.
How many girls did he have with him?
Seven or eight, yeah. I think. Yeah, seven or eight. Yeah.
Wow.
There you go. Look at that.
Yeah, you thought he was lying about the brisket, man? Who gave the head?
No, you said he went to Vegas. I didn't know it was this fight in particular. Yeah, they have a lot of fights.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a cool ticket. You're a boxing guy, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to the real fight. I'm playing games with that clown show that you guys watch.
Are you going to see Canelo and Triple G?
Yeah. You know what time it is.
Oh, okay.
Listen, I'm
on HBO Boxing, where they have real fights.
I know.
Even though Steven Espinosa is my man, shout out to Showtime. Well, actually, Steven's hooked me up to a few, actually, the Champs fights.
How great is this guy?
Steven's great.
Yeah.
Big love to Steven Espinosa. He's a cool guy.
He was sitting right in that chair, and he was the guy who made this all happen. It was amazing. Yeah.
He's the one that keeps the balls juggling in the air. He's a very talented man at what he does, because I'm a firm believer there's a lot of smoke and mirrors in that game.
Yeah.
Not just for him, for everybody involved, you know what I mean?
Without a doubt. So you mentioned that baseball front office you'd probably be better at. If you're ranking the sports, are you putting baseball first? Is that your favorite?
For me, yeah, 100%.
And you're a Mets fan?
No.
Okay. I'm not a Mets fan, but
I'm friends with Jeff Wilpon, so I went out to the stadium.
Jeff Wilpon has friends?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Hold on a second.
I'm one of the remaining few. And I still love him.
How did that happen?
I'm going to tell you how it happened. I was at a Dodgers game, a Dodgers-Mets playoff game 2 years ago when the Mets were going to the World Series, and they smacked the Dodgers up. You guys had that bang-up team, you know, with Daniel Murphy and all the young studs were pitching well, and nobody was hurt, really. You had Harvey, Syndergaard, DeGrom, all of them. Well, I literally was sitting right behind the Mets dugout, and just by chance, I was sitting next to Jeff. And we were just talking, and they threw me on the Jumbotron. And Jeff was like, man, I think I know you. And we ended up chopping it up. He's actually a really, really cool guy. Really, he's a really cool guy. He just they have a tough luck with their training staff.
You're not friends with James Dolan, are you?
I know. I don't want Charles Oakley coming after me, so I'm not.
Because if you were, the interview would have to end right now.
Oh, no. Dolan was at the fight, so this guy's at the pre-party of the fight, and he's 2 feet from Dolan.
And didn't say nothing.
Nothing.
Exactly.
But Omar, listen, I get invited by Steven Espinosa. It's a nice time. It's before the fight. I don't want my ticket taken away from me. If I go and accost James Dolan, they're going to throw me out of the place. I can't do that.
You could have kept it real.
Yeah. But I kept it real. I would have been sent home.
When keeping it real goes wrong.
What went wrong?
I can't be friends
with
Jeff
Wilpon. Could have kept it real like Don Juan, man.
If you were a Mets fan, you would not be friends with Jeff Wilpon. I'm sorry.
Oh, don't be like that. They're trying.
I'm telling you.
They assembled a monster squad. It just fell apart. I mean, there's only so much they can do about that.
Yeah.
Now, getting rid of the certain pieces, I don't know about that, but I don't, you know.
So when we need Mets tickets, we call you, right? You hook us up.
They're not that hard to find. Let's get real. When we need Mets tickets, they'll let you in. If you sing a song, you sing Meet the Mets at the gate, they'll put you behind the dugout.
If you dance the jig.
Right.
Wow.
They're going to go cardboard cutouts soon just to make it look like people. Listen, I grew up a Mets fan. I love the team. It's been a big part of my life, but they make me hurt inside.
Because you guys should have won the World Series.
Yeah, we weren't the better team then. Kansas City was better.
What else are you working on other than Ballers? You got any other projects? I know you told us about the tennis channel and get to travel the world, eat food and all. That's the show we need to do, man. Just travel and eat. Yeah. Hey, come on. How'd they miss us with that?
You know what? I actually do a sports podcast with my brother. And it's something we created in the garage, basically. And now we're on uninterrupted.com on LeBron James's website. It's called The Ozone, Unfair and Partial Sports. So we basically keep it real. We just same kind of thing. You guys have a good time. We have a good time. keeping people, you know, engaged and tying in sports and life and society because it's all, you know, interwoven right now. And, yeah, I got a movie coming out this fall called Blood Mountain. It's a true story about the only FBI agent in the history of the Bureau to be convicted of murder.
Hmm.
And that stars Jack Houston and Emilia Clarke from Game of Thrones. So, yeah, man, I'm getting blessed.
Yeah, it's good to be you.
Yeah, life is good.
Omar Miller of Ballers and many other things in the studio with us across the country on CBS Sports Radio. Tell me something bad about The Rock, because nobody ever says anything bad about Dwayne Johnson. I mean, it's like every person who works with him, oh, he's the nicest guy, he's humble. It's like I'm sick of hearing all these nice things about the guy because he doesn't sound real. Is everything that I hear about this guy true?
Dwayne carries a switchblade. And what happens is he pulls you to the side and threatens you with his cybersecurity team because he can break into your phone. So he's got everybody's naked pictures. So then everybody runs around saying, hey, man, Dwayne's the nicest. Right, Dwayne?
Good. That makes me feel better.
It's all real. He's a consummate professional. He really is, you know, you can't pay me to say anything bad about him because the guy squeezes more out of his 24 hours than anybody that I know.
Yeah.
I mean, he's like he's more busy than the president. Yeah. Imagine.
Yeah. Right.
But he's a hard worker and he's generous because he plays his position as the leader of, at least on our set, just like you would if you were on a team. You know what I mean? He's the team captain. He sets the tone from top down. He's on time. You're not waiting for him to come out of the trailer. He's prepared. You know, there's no diva activities that I've witnessed, and I just appreciate that because, in the entertainment business, the bigger you get, the more license everybody gives you to act the fool, and he doesn't exercise that license. He doesn't have to flex on anybody, you know what I mean? And that's just a sign of his own security.
And that's good he doesn't have to flex on anybody because he's got a lot to flex.
Exactly. Somebody now, get hurt.
Yeah, definitely. So this is, third year?
Third season.
Third season. And you guys feel like you're on a nice little run and this thing could, you know, go for a while?
For sure. I mean, if people like you actually watch, we might actually if you actually supported my show, we might be able to get 6-7 seasons out of this thing. But thank God we're not depending on you.
Every Monday morning, because I get up so damn early to do this show, every Monday after I get home in the afternoon, eat lunch, sit down, and watch it on the DVR. I don't miss it to make you feel better. Don't worry about this schmuck.
But no, I think we're gonna do this for a good long time. People seem to really enjoy the show.
Yeah.
And I mean, the response literally in the street is incredible.
Right. Like, and just, I think it's very realistic. You don't go over the top. Now, some of the opulence, you know, people may say that's not real, but it is. I mean, some of the things that occur, it's just a trip. And I was like, this stuff actually happens, folks. I know it's hard to believe.
Way to go with stuff there.
Yeah.
I can see how hard that was for him.
It was difficult.
We only have like 30 seconds here. So Tennis Channel, people can watch you on the Tennis Channel now. The episodes are airing.
Yeah, then go to tennischannel.com and watch them now. Once you go to tennischannel.com, there's a tab that's a home landing page for Advantage Omar under videos, and you can see the London and Paris episodes. And on this Tuesday, the first episode for the U.S. Open for New York airs.
Beautiful.
Live on television.
This was really a pleasure for me more than him, but
no.
This was a big deal, and we wish you the best of luck, and I'll be hitting you up for some HBO boxing tickets in the future because I'm going to make a trend out of this. Omar, thanks for being here.
You better hook up Peter Nelson.
Gio and Jones. Omar Miller, CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.